From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is 10th, in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. 10th lined things up in columns. To her, a messy number was an unmade bed. In her room at the Fairshare Village Academy, she kept a set of nesting boxes on a shelf, a big one, then a smaller one that fit inside it, then a smaller one inside that, on and on, each box exactly 10 times smaller than the box before it. She was a tidy little dormouse with a pencil always tucked behind one ear. A young sparrow named Fen came to her with a number written on a card, 0.7. "What does the 7 mean?" Fen asked. 10th took the 7 and set it gently into the very first box after the point, the biggest of the small boxes. "It means 7/10, she said. 7 pieces, and each piece is 1/10 of a whole. The 7 isn't just a 7, it's a 7 living in the 10th's box. Where it sits is what tells you how big it is." Fen blinked. "The spot matters more than the number?" "Oh, the spot matters more than almost anything," 10th said. "Let me show you why." When 10th was small, she didn't understand columns at all, and it cost her a prize. There was a village guessing jar. Fill in the weight of a giant pumpkin, win the pumpkin. Little 10th wrote down what she thought was a clever, precise answer, but she crammed all her digits together without minding where they sat, and her careful guess came out meaning something wildly different from what she'd intended. A guess that should have been close was suddenly off by a huge amount. The grocer who ran the jar wasn't unkind about it. He pulled out a set of little cups, each one 10 times smaller than the one before. He poured a big cup of water into a smaller cup until it overflowed. "See? 10 of the little ones fill one of the big ones. That's how the columns work. Ones, then tenths, then hundredths. Each step to the right, 10 times smaller." He pointed at her crammed together guess. "Your digits were fine. They were just sitting in the wrong cups." 10th stared at the cups, the water still dripping. A 7 in the 10th's cup was 7/10. The same 7 in the 100th's cup was 7/100, 10 times smaller. Same digit, different home, different size. She went home and built her own set of nesting boxes that night. She never crammed a number together again.
10th came to the academy with her nesting boxes under her arm. Slice, the old tortoise, wrote 2 numbers on the board, 0.7 and 0.07. "Same digit," he said. "Tell me the difference." 10th didn't rush. She set up her boxes in a row. The ones place, then a little dot, then the 10th's box, then the 100th's box. She placed a 7 tile into the 10th's box of the first number, 7/10. 7 of the bigger small pieces. Then she placed a 0 in the 10th's box of the second number and slid the 7 one box over into the 100th's box. 7/100. The 0 is holding the 10th spot empty, saying no 10ths here, and pushing the 7 into the next box down, 10 times smaller. "The 0 isn't nothing," she added. "It's a placeholder. It keeps the 7 in the right box. Take the 0 away, and the 7 slides back up and becomes 10 times bigger. The whole number changes." Slice nodded slowly. He had taught decimals as just numbers with a dot for years. He had never watched anyone treat a 0 as a careful little fence before. "You may stay," he said.
In her tidy room, 10th met a flustered frog named Bramble, who had 2 coins and a complaint. "Decimals are sneaky," Bramble said. "I wrote 30 cents as 0.30, and my friend wrote it as 0.3, and we got in a fight about who was right. We can't both be right." "Let's box it up," 10th said calmly. She set out her columns. In Bramble's number, she placed a 3 in the 10th's box and a 0 in the 100th's box. 3/10 and 0/100.
Then in the friends number, she placed a 3 in the tenths box and left the hundredths box empty. 3 tenths and nothing after. She tilted her head. Both of you put a 3 in the tenths box. That's the part that carries the value. 3 tenths of a dollar is 30 cents either way. The extra 0 in the hundredths box just says, and 0 hundredths. True, but it doesn't add anything. You're both right. Bramble's eyes went wide. So the 0 at the end is just polite. But the 0 in the middle, like in 0.07, that one's doing a job. Now you've got it, Tenth said, delighted. A 0 that holds a spot between other digits is doing a real job. It keeps everyone in the right box. A 0 hanging off the very end is just being tidy. The boxes tell you which is which. Bramble laughed. I'll never trust a 0 the same way again. When evening came and the academy went quiet, Tenth straightened her nesting boxes on the shelf, big to small, each one 10 times tinier than the last. She thought about the guessing jar all those years ago, her clever answer ruined, not because the digits were wrong, but because they'd been sitting in the wrong cups. The grocer's kindness, the overflowing water, your digits were fine, they were just sitting in the wrong homes. Fen the sparrow, still perched in the doorway, asked the last question of the day. Tenth, how do I always know which box a digit goes in? Tenth pointed at her shelf of nesting boxes. Start at the point and walk right, she said. First box, tenths. Next box, hundredths. Next, thousandths. Each step, 10 times smaller. The digit hasn't changed, but the box it sits in tells you exactly how much it's worth. Find the box, and you'll always know the size. Fen looked at the row of boxes, big to small, and nodded. Then he flew home, picturing every number he passed, tucked neatly into its own little nesting box, each one in exactly the right place.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to 10th. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.